Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Trying out the live stream on the new website today. We'll see how that plays. Let's see. Well, it looks like it might be a little bit clearer. Let's see if it's a little more stable. This website's not being used in a DDoS attack in Romania, so that's a good thing. Have you ever noticed? Well, in the news, occasionally you'll hear about somebody snatching somebody from falling in front of a train or something. And that's newsworthy. That's somebody saving somebody's life. But when it comes to guns, a little bit different. Now, when that two-year-old accidentally shot his mom in rural Idaho at the Walmart, and his mom, Veronica Rutledge, was a 29-year-old concealed handgun permit holder, that made headlines. And that's understandable that that made headlines. But on the previous day, where were they when the concealed handgun permit holders saved multiple lives, like in Fargo, North Dakota, where four people robbed a 36-year-old man and beat him unconscious, and a permit holder stopped the attack? A passerby who had a license to carry a concealed weapon brandished his gun to end a robbery. In Kissimmee, Florida, a church employee shot at a pastor after being fired from his job. The pastor had a permit and returned fire, wounding the attacker. Are those news stories not newsworthy? To save a stranger, a permit holder stood up to four attackers in North Dakota. And without the pastor's concealed handgun permit, that shooter at his church could have gone on to become a mass shooting in a crowded church. That would have gotten national press coverage. But the pastor stopping the attack wasn't considered a story. And here's the thing. If Americans, if they get most of their information in the magic box and they only hear about the bad things that happen with guns, these are the ones they play to when they're going after these surveys with the 90% and the 43%. They're much more likely to support stricter gun regulation. The unjustified fears may also disarm people and prevent them from saving lives. The Associated Press tried to put the Rutledge case into some perspective. Excuse me. Noted that a year ago, Idaho had more than 85,500 permit holders, about 7% of the adult population. But they didn't. They mentioned nothing about the rarity of this type of a tragedy. And if you look, I can't find another case similar to this one where a child accidentally fired a permit holder's concealed handgun. I can with a police officer's gun in his holster at a school, but I can't find anything like that out there among the concealed carry permit people. And there's more than 12 million of us out there. It will probably be a long time before there's another case like this. Now, according to Dean Weingarten, or excuse me, John Lott, I don't know why I confuse those two. His research finds that states saw no increase in accidental handgun deaths after adopting concealed carry laws. Even non-fatal accidental gunshots result in permits being revoked, and those are extremely rare. But some of the media have decided to use the Idaho tragedy to exaggerate the risks of concealed carry, you see. They've listed two cases where a child shot an adult to death, but neither one of those cases involved a permitted concealed handgun. Here goes the conflation of data. If you're looking at guns generally, not just permitted concealed handguns, accidental gun deaths are still very rare. There were 548 accidental gun deaths in 2012, the last year for which data is available at the moment. And that sounds like a lot, but there's a Gallup survey out there. You know, the Pew Research Center said there was 126 million gun owners. Gallup suggests there's 134 million American gun owners that have at least one gun in the home, meaning the accidental gun death rate of about 4.1 per million people living in a home with a gun. 4.1 per million people. Now, despite the family's claim to the contrary, the extremely rare tragedy with Veronica Rutledge likely arose because she stored the gun improperly. She had a semi-automatic pistol, as some reports indicate. It would have been impossible for her two-year-old to have the strength to pull the slide back on the gun to chamber the first round. She had a revolver. It seems exceedingly unlikely that the child would have switched off a safety, because most don't have them, and they have a very hard trigger pull. Thus, she had either she'd already chambered a round in the gun, which is the way I carry every gun I carry, and none of the guns I carry have a safety, so whether or not she had a safety on hers is immaterial to me. If you're going to carry it, the thing about carrying a gun in a purse is it's not a purse anymore, ladies. It's a holster. It's a good-looking holster. It's a stylish holster. It's a holster with handles. But it's a holster, nonetheless. And it needs to be treated as such, which means it stays in your control the whole time. But media bias isn't just about how stories are covered. It's which stories they cover as well. And if they only hear the bad things that happen with guns, like I said, they're going to support stricter gun regulations because they think they're so dangerous, so much. But despite, you know, this is also coming out on a Pew Research Center poll that says more Americans than in a very long time have decided having a gun in the house is better for your safety than not having a gun in your house. And that's what they're up against, and that's why they're going to shift this way. So expect to see every time somebody has a negligent discharge, unless it's a police officer. I didn't see a lot of media coverage for that police officer who had apparently a bad holster, and he pulled out his gun in the elevator and shot himself in the leg. I didn't see a lot of media coverage for that, and that was a unfortunate accident as well. But every time something like that happens, you can expect to see a barrage of media coverage out there. That's what they're going to do. And you can't expect anything less, because think of where the majority of your media is. Most media outlets don't have a field office from their national network headquarters anywhere outside of New York. They have affiliate stations, which they will go to for on-location reports, but they're all situated in New York. You can have an ABC network in New York being anti-gun and have an ABC affiliate be very pro-gun, depending on where they are. So, be on the lookout. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I do like letters to the editor from both sides. So I'm going to... I don't know if the news site gives you. I'm streaming the show live. I don't know if the news site gives you the ability to listen live from your iPhone. I didn't know that my old site gave you that ability. But I will look into that. sometimes when the letter to the editor is comes down on my side, it's no less entertaining than when it's anti-gun. But I do like the fact that there are people out there that I've never heard of who are doing the math. This was a letter to the editor written by Donald L. Klein. I have no idea. I don't even know if he... I'm almost certain he doesn't listen to the show, but you can't tell it by his letter to the editor. He writes, in 1993, a federal law was passed for the stated purpose of preventing our reducing access by criminals and the mentally ill to firearms. The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993 instituted for the first time in our history, a compelled interrogation under penalty of perjury and a search of a citizen's private papers and effects on public record as a precondition to receiving or being denied permission to exercise a fundamental right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. I've never put it that way, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Donald nails it. He writes, the purchase of a firearm is not probable cause of criminal conduct, yet the interrogation and search is compelled in violation of our Fourth Amendment right to be secure from search in the absence of probable cause of criminal conduct. A compelled written interrogation under penalty of perjury and a compelled search of otherwise private records on public databases is not due process, yet this interrogation and search is compelled in violation of our Fifth Amendment right to be secure from deprivation of rights in the absence of due process. The authority to violate our rights is not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States and is prohibited to the states by the Tenth Amendment. No criminal and no mentally ill person has ever been prevented from committing a crime by this egregious government violation of our fundamental rights. The law was never intended to reduce access to firearms by the criminal or the mentally ill, and its backers knew it would not accomplish this objective. However, it does accomplish another objective dear to our hearts. It renders moot our constitutional rights under the Fourth, Fifth, Tenth, and ultimately Second Amendments. We, the people, were suckered into supporting the above law, and now its chickens are coming home to roost. The anti-rights factions that supported the above law have now managed to get an initiative passed in the state of Washington requiring this background check through a dealer any time a firearm is handed from one individual to another, even for the temporary purpose of inspection or training. Colorado already has such a law. The backers of the Washington Initiative now have their sights set on Nevada, and Arizona and Maine are next. Our rights under the U.S. Constitution are not subject to voter initiatives or unconstitutional fiat masquerading as law. He's ticking these off. He's just making these points as we go. Background checks cannot be lawfully compelled as a precondition to receiving permission to exercise a right no government at any level has the authority to issue or withhold. I urge all to examine these issues in our Constitution very carefully and to vote to ban all government interference in our fundamental and guaranteed rights. Donald L. Klein. Let's just say boom. I like it. I don't know if my... Well, is my video locking up? I think my video locked up too. This is not good. See what happens if we refresh that. I've always been wondering. Donald L. Klein. Oh, that's not good. We need to get rid of that. Boy, that's coming through clear. If you refresh the page, it will unlock. Okay. We're going to try to open this up before the end of the segment, and then we will, if we have to, we'll continue it through the next segment. But the Washington Post is thoroughly flabbergasted. They have observed that France has strict gun laws, but they want to know why that didn't save the Charlie Hebdo victims. And that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny because some of the... I believe this was penned by Eugene Robinson, and he's got some other stuff out there too, but that we're going to talk about later. But some people, like Donald Trump, got on Twitter and said, isn't it interesting that the tragedy in Paris took place in one of the toughest gun control countries in the world? That particular tweet prompted both praise and scorn. Trump was labeled a moron and an idiot by other tweeters. And Perump is a perennial attention seeker. And he was likely attempting to score some political points and insult liberals with his tweet. But behind this disingenuous thing he was doing, there is a genuinely troubling question. Why didn't France's gun laws save the Charlie Hebdo victims? This is verbatim from Washington Post. Their gun laws date back to April 18, 1939, and they've been amended a number of times since then. They are certainly tough. There is no right to bear arms for the French, and to own a gun, you need a hunting or sporting license, which needs to be repeatedly renewed and requires a psychological evaluation. You have to have a shrink on retainer. According to gun policy, a project by the University of Sydney, the punishment for illegally having a gun is a maximum of 7 years in prison and a fine. In 2012, the French government estimated that there were at least 7.5 million guns legally in circulation. Now, the guys who attacked Charlie Hebdo were carrying AKs. In France, those are very highly restricted and require extremely stringent background checks to buy. It's probably fairly fairly expensive too. So the question is being asked, how did they get the guns? Well, besides the fact that we know that the AK has been flooding France for the past few years in double digits, percentage-wise, it's sort of interesting. We've got to ask that question. Philippe Capone. Well, we'll get to this in a minute. I knew it was going to get interrupted. We'll cover this when we get back. And we will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Nothing like a new bump.
I do like me some new bumps. Heart them. I heart them. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about the Washington Post and how they seem to have this issue with, they can't figure out why with all the gun control that the Charlie Hebdo victims, you know, they should have been spared because the bad guys should not have been able to get guns. According to Philippe Capone, the head of UNSA Police Union, he told Bloomberg Financial, the French black market for weapons has been inundated with Eastern European war artillery and arms. They are everywhere in France. The number of illegal guns is thought to be twice the number of legal guns in France, which that makes it about 15 million illegal guns. For some people, the weaponry that showed up turned out that wasn't good for them. That wasn't good for them. It's very worrying for them that these guys showed up with this stuff. In France, while many police officers are armed, the first to arrive on the scene weren't, and they were overwhelmed by superior firepower and forced to retreat. According to the National Review's Jim Garrity, he's wondered how the event would go down in the United States, where more gun ownership could have prompted an armed response from ordinary citizens. This is where, of course, for the gun grabbing Washington Post, this is something we cannot consider. They write, such an alternative reality scenario, it's hard to guess that, though it's worth noting that the evidence from the United States is far from clear, especially in shootings involving automatic weapons. Well, that's far from clear because I can think of two instances where automatic weapons have been used. The L.A. bank robbery shootout where they used illegally altered AK-47s. And there was no need for armed passersby because just about every cop in L.A. was trying to fight them. They were there. And the other instance involving a legally owned fully automatic weapon, which was abused by a police officer. But that's far from clear, you see. Everything else that happens, even the CDC acknowledged 3 million defensive gun uses a year. It's far from clear. Far from clear how that would have worked. And here's what I will tell you, okay? All of those videos you see of these guys, especially the one where they walk up and execute the Muslim cop, by the way. He was a Muslim, and he was a cop, and he was French, and he was unarmed. All that video that you see, if that had been a gun holder instead of an iPhone holder, it's not too far of a, you know, you can take a pot shot at somebody when they're looking at something else. In a gunfight, there is no fair. There are no rules. It's a gunfight. My rule is to try to win. That's my rule. Washington Post asks, did France's gun laws fail? France's gun laws are a response to a variety of factors. Statistics from gun policy show that the number of deaths from firearms to be about 0.2 per 100,000 people in 2010 and hovered around that for the various few years. In America, it was a little over 2.8 per 100,000. Mass shootings are relatively rare when compared to the United States. While the Charlie Hebdo attack was horrific, it was also an anomaly, which is actually what they are here as well. There's a little bit of a difference, though. There's a little bit of a difference. In the United States, I think I read somewhere that in Europe, there's 751 total no-go zones where the Islamists have completely taken over the area, where the cops won't go. And if the cops do accidentally go, then the other cops won't back them up. I don't know if we have anything like that here yet. I know we have Dearborn, Michigan, where they arrest Christians for passing out Bible tracts. But I don't know if we have anything yet that we would call a no-go zone. It'd be interesting to see. I know, like, in York County in South Carolina, here around me, we have an Islamic compound where they supposedly train. Now, they do go completely off the reservation. See, here's the thing. I want to see crime go down. I want to see all crime go down. I don't want to see people getting beat up. I don't want to see people getting run over. I don't want to see people getting carjacked. And we know how that's going in the UK. And they go off completely off the tracks. They write, while the flood of illegal weapons into France is clearly a bad thing, it's worth noting that not all countries with strict gun laws are facing similar problems. In the United Kingdom, guns are so rare that rival gangs have been known to use the same gun in turf war shootings. They rent it from a third party as the guns are too expensive to own. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's a bunch of hogwash. It's either 1.5 or 2.5 million guns in the United Kingdom, which is abysmally low. They're primarily double-barreled shotguns, to be sure. But there's handguns showing up in the United Kingdom. They have an illegal gun trade there, too. Now, the Washington Post thinks that France should respond to the Charlie Hebdo shootings with a change to legislation. And I fully agree. I have to fully agree. If murder has not been illegal in France up to this morning, then they need to make that illegal. What? Or maybe it's already illegal. So what would you change? How do you change the legislation if it's already so tough? They have had other deadly shootings in 2012 in Toulouse and Montauban, which also involved the use of illegally obtained weapons. Even then in 2012, the response was a call for a crackdown on gun availability. When are you idiots going to get this through your thick heads? Criminals couldn't care less that there's not gun stores. They couldn't care less that there's not something online where they can have a gun shipped via FFL to their main street address in Paris. They couldn't care less. They want a gun, and they're going to get a gun. Sometimes they're a little picky, sometimes they're not. But overall, they're going to get a bullet launcher, and they're going to get one. And if they can't get one through the regular channels, then they're going to get it through the back alley channels. And they actually would prefer that happen that way because there's no paper trail. And what you have is a defenseless France, if you will. So, by all means, France, crack down on guns. You've been doing it since 1939. Continue to crack down on it. It's not going to change anything. You guys have been targeted because you are so wide open. You have a gigantic Islamic non-assimilating population there. You've thrown your doors open. You invited everybody you want there. Now they want to change France. And guess what? They have. They have changed France now. They have changed it. And it will continue to change. Unless you do something about it. You can fight for your country. I don't know how I feel about you guys with that. I hear all the stories and everything, but we'll see. And we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had an interesting weekend. I did. And I did a little bit of thinking. Right now in the United States, in the history of the United States, under wearing the uniform, percentage-wise, it's about 1% in the history of the United States that can claim veteran status in the history of the United States. However, today, in 2015, not quite 10%. If the number is 27 million veterans right now, not quite 10% of the population today are veterans. And we are of varying ages and stripes and capability and everything else. And we served in the military. And we served, you know, whether it was, especially when you think about the fact that we had a draft for a very long time. When you look at that 1% number, that's a little bit interesting. That even with a draft in place, only 1% of the population combined over time has served in uniform. And one of the reasons that I served, one of the reasons I volunteered to serve was two. I actually had two reasons. I thought war was coming, and I wanted to be in on that. This is one of the... When I grew up, you know, the Vietnam veteran, they were still walking around. They were still young men. And I saw the way they were treated, and that didn't dissuade me from wanting to be in uniform. Although I think they were treated very horribly, that didn't dissuade me from wanting to be in uniform. And the other thing was, I thought I had something in the game. You know, I was an American. I could walk around where I wanted. I could, when I was growing up, I could play Little League. Nothing ever blew up when I was playing Little League. When I would go to school, there were no school attacks when I was going to school. And I sort of liked that. And as a young man, I thought about that. And I thought, well, you know, it'd be a good idea while I'm able to do something with this that I do my part to protect that way of life, that American way of life. Now, in Europe, where I served nearly half my time in Europe, in the 80s, in West Germany, when they were still a West Germany before they reunified, they had guns there. They had guns. They were very heavily kept. There was a heavy regulatory regime in place. But I never had to exist as a gun owner in Europe as a European. I existed as a gun owner in Europe as an American serviceman. And as an American serviceman, I could have my gun in my house, which was very unique from my understanding. Now, in Paris, recently, there have been not one but two terror attacks where they actually settled down and bunkered up. And there was another instance where a police officer was killed, and the killer of that cop, female police officer, they think she has already gone back to Syria. And there, the difference between Europe and the European Union, the European Union, as a rule, over most countries, imposes a very extraordinary strict restrictions, extraordinarily strict restrictions on firearm possession by civilians. In France, owning a gun for self-defense is out of the question for average citizens. And a lot of the cops are unarmed. And now we know that, you know, there's 7.5 million legal guns in France, which you can figure out what kind they are. We talked last week about the categories you can and can't have. And then we know there's twice as many illegal guns in France. And what do you think those are going to be used for? What kind of guns do you think those are? And the guns that are in the black market chain in France, we even know a little bit about the pricing. Think of any premium gun out there, and your price in France on the black market is going to be just ever so slightly higher than that. Just a little bit higher. Not nothing that any well-funded terrorist can't get his hands on. Now, in the United States, we don't have nearly as many hoops and hurdles to jump through or over. And law-abiding citizens, for the most part, are free to own and use these weapons purely for self-defense. Purely for self-defense. And in the EU, in the European Union, everybody there is pretty much disarmed and helpless, courtesy of the political class. I'll give you an example. The AK-47s. Now, everybody thinks of the AK-47. The semi-automatic variant. If you're paying more than $700-$800, there's a certain market force at place in there. It's maybe worth $700-$800, really, truly. Okay? And that's not because they're junk. Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with what it's worth. Okay? In my opinion. In Paris, on the black market, you can get one for $1,200. I looked at one for $1,500 the other day here in the U.S. These are fully automatic, too, that you can get in Paris for $1,200. They don't have an NFA in the black market chain in Paris. And Paris is apparently a hub of gun trafficking. As a matter of fact, if you look at any of the European nations that have this sort of the same regime in place, which is most of them, then you look at their bigger cities, they are hubs for illegal gun trafficking. And with these latest attacks in Paris, it seems that yet again, you know, you have the terrorists determined to violate laws against murder and terrorism. And they have, along the way, they have no scruples about violating gun control regulations. And the people who actually follow them are the ones in the crosshair. In the crosshair. For daring to say anything slightly or overtly or ridiculously. You know, you can't say anything against the Sharia law, people. And what does happen when you say something or you draw something or you articulate something, when that viewpoint comes up where in Europe, you know, they don't have the First Amendment either, and it is capitalized in Europe because people get murdered over that, over cartoons, over the written word, over the spoken word. How many years did Salman Rushdie have to hide while in Europe. So, I guess the question that all of the gun grabbers are asking themselves today, this morning, is, you mean to tell me that banning AK-47s won't stop Muslim terrorists from massacring people in France? Is that what you're telling me? Yeah. That's exactly what we're telling you. That's exactly. Andrew Napolitano. He's a judge. And, you know, most people look at media figures and say, well, they really can't talk that way. Well, he apparently he's not one of them that feels that way. He says one of the reasons they're sitting ducks is you can't carry a gun in Paris. This would not happen in New York City. I don't know what Andrew knows that I don't know. Actually, that would probably happen in New York City. Especially right now. For me and you, it seems painfully obvious. The answers to this conundrum they face. And this is ingrained in Europe. The ruling class is ingrained in Europe. And I feel bad for the people of Europe. Because they're, you know, we're going to wake up one day and we're going to find out the Louvre was firebombed. Because the Islamists don't like stuff like that. They don't like stuff like that in their country. They don't believe in antiquities or art. Is that what it's going to take for Europe to wake up to watch all of these priceless parts of their culture burn in front of their face, never to be replaced? And the apologists for the gun control regime, they'll be watching this go up in flames, just crying. But I would be crying with them. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.